What up? What's going on? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, my man Brad. What we got going on today, brother?
We got a cool guest, and we're going to talk about self-belief. I got a quote from Colin Powell. There are no secrets to success. It is a result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure.
I like it, man. Let's get into it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles.
Man, eat some for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do back in here. Another edition of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. And we love to start every show, man, by shouting out the people that listen, the people that subscribe, the people that comment and let us know. We was at Rowley this past weekend, and a lot of people still buzzing about the Bad Podcast and how much they enjoy it. And speaking of those kind of folks that listen, that enjoy, but I'm gonna let her say it because y'all might think I'm lying. But Brad, who we got with us today?
We got Dr. Carolyn. Carolyn, I want you to take away. A lot of people in our demographic know who you are, but still, introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you, first of all, for having me, Dwayne and Brad. I'm so happy to be here. I'm Dr. Carolyn Clancy Miller, and I'm one of the five mental fitness coaches with E2M, but outside of that, I'm also a clinical psychologist and a member of the Eager to Run Club. So so I've been on a health journey myself, and I'm not sure what everybody wants to know about me, but, you know, I'm here in St. Thomas and Houston, Texas. I have practices in both locations, and yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Well, you're two things that we have in common right now are one, your mental toughness and what you do for a profession, but the other one is running. Right now you're preparing for a race. How does mental toughness and what you do for a profession, how does that like kind of interact with training for a race?
Well, first of all, training for a race helps you to become more mentally tough. And it absolutely does. So personally, I have found that I am growing in, you know, mental toughness as well. Let me tell you the reason why. So when we deal with like mental health, we're talking more about, you know, somebody's psychological well-being. When we're talking about mental fitness, we're trying to improve some of our cognitive processing, like our ability to be more flexible, our ability to be more grateful and to see things that, you know, are good in life, compassion, you know, things like that. Things, mental fitness is just kind of like cultivating a lot of areas that just make us better, well-rounded people and stronger people. But mental toughness is the capacity to be able to stay in the game, so to speak, in adverse circumstances, in difficult circumstances. That's mental toughness. And that's where we often struggle and fall off, is that when things and when life gets hard and stress increases, it's difficult to stay focused in the moment. So mental fitness will teach you about how to regulate yourself, but mental toughness will teach you to apply it. Okay. So you're applying it. So when it comes to running, you know, running can be very uncomfortable. So there are times when you're running and you're training in zone two, and that's a little bit more comfortable. If you're doing distance training, you get to the end, that gets really uncomfortable. My watch is talking to me. Sorry. It knows me. If you're doing sprints and tempo runs and things that are going to increase lactic acid. Yeah, that's uncomfortable. That's uncomfortable. It's good for you, but it's very uncomfortable. So what that does is that it trains you to stay in the game, to not stop running just because you're uncomfortable, to not stop running because you just don't feel like getting to the end. You don't feel like getting to the end. You want to stop. Yeah, you don't. Most people don't. You know, when you're doing a long run. Yes, you don't. You get to the end and you're like, You know, I would rather somebody come by and pick me up at the side of the road, but you keep going.
It's funny that you say that because I was out for a long run a couple of weeks ago and a friend of mine drove by and honked the horn. And I had a brief moment. I'm like, dude, what? Why didn't you pick me up? Yeah. You know, and yes. My friends know that I'm a long distance runner. So they see me out on the road and they're like, all right, you do your thing. Just stay in the game is what you're saying. Yeah. But the one thing that you say there is, you know, this mental toughness that you talk about is application. You said that it's application. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can like wish and hope and think up a process of staying in the game, but without application, it's nothing. And running definitely makes you stronger, or anything that's going to bring adversity into your life makes mm-hmm. you stronger, as long as you are willing to withstand that adversity, as long as you're willing to stay in the game. And I talked about this recently on one of my lives, but running doesn't make you stronger in the sense of you're going to go deadlift 300 pounds or bench press 300 pounds. Running makes you stronger because A, it's building your heart strength, and B, resilience. Like if you don't think you can do something hard, go for a long distance run and then have the universe tell you, yeah, you can't do that. Watch me. I just did a 10-mile run. Watch me.
Add some heels to that.
No thanks.
Heels to that, and it will definitely make you physically and mentally stronger. Mm-hmm. But to your point, yes, it requires. What I like about training, and what I like about the training for a race, is that it's kind of like an automatic schedule that helps you to become consistent. You cannot run whatever the race is if you don't train for it, you know? Mm. So yes, it requires that you get out there and you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And nobody really likes to do that. We like to have a goal in mind, and then that makes it more bearable and gives you a little dopamine because you did your race. I mean, you did your run, you know, that kind of thing. But for the most part, that is the answer, is to not give up. I heard someone talk about discipline and how discipline not only gets you there, but discipline is what's going to keep your results. It's the same discipline. So if you don't have the discipline, if you don't keep doing it, you're not going to retain the gains that you have achieved. You know, so that's what I like about training. It really kind of removes the whole, because I'm on a weight loss journey still. So it removes the whole need to lose weight. You're going to lose weight if you get out there and do it. You know what I mean? You know, mm-hmm. It removes the whole having resistance about drinking your water or eating right. Now, I can't do what I need to do without drinking my water and eating right. I can't do it if I don't get some sleep. So when you have a goal that will, you know, kind of supersedes all the smaller goals, it becomes easy to stay on plan, and it becomes easy to be consistent because I got to run my race. You know, that's the deal. That's the reason for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Easier.
Yeah, it's not easy. It just psychologically gives you the motivation, you know, to mm-hmm. do it. But it is definitely not easier. And when you get up in the morning, you still don't want to do it.
Right.
That's the reality.
you can apply that to anything in life too, like anything mm-hmm. in life. Yes. And we all have a sad story about, oh man, life's not fair, and the universe is like, it's got it out for me. All right. Mm-hmm. It's all about me and my story and my battles, and life has me down, and everybody has that same old sad story. But you know, at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, like, what are you going to do about it? Like, mm-hmm. plain and simple. Like if you have a destination, you're talking about a race, you have a finish line that you're trying to reach. What are you going to do to ensure that you reach that finish line? You got a goal financially. People aren't going to just hand you money. You got a goal with weight loss. People aren't just going to hand that over. What are you going to do personally to take complete control of your life and your fitness journey and say, you know what? Maybe life's not fair, because it's not. Life's going to life, period. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do about it? How are you going to come back out of the face of adversity and write your comeback story? Everybody has a story. Not everybody mm-hmm. has a comeback story, because the ones that have a comeback story are the ones that they don't talk about the same old sad story. I was listening to Les Brown the other day. I was telling D, I was listening to Les Brown. I love me some Les. And Les Les said, he goes, stop telling everybody your sad story, because 80% of people, they don't care about your sad story. And the 20%, right. The other 20%, they're glad it's not them. They're glad it's you.
Yeah.
You know, so stop telling the same old sad story and do something about it. Somebody are talking about it. Go out there and walk in the hard steps. Do something about it, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love it. Yeah, I totally agree. It is in the doing. It is always in the action, and life requires us to take it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I also, I know that when we talked before this show, you said to tell a little bit about my story. So my story is that I wasn't taking action. I knew a lot, but knowledge is not going to get you there. Mm-hmm. Not knowledge alone, you know?
That's a component, but right, like exactly what you just said. You need knowledge.
Yes.
But what's the next step?
Let me say this. This was the eye opener to me. If you don't have it and you do it, you'll still get results. You'll still get results.
Yes, ma'am.
You may not understand everything, but if you get out there and you're doing the right things, you'll still get results. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that was kind of like, you know, an epiphany for me. Not that it was like revelatory or anything, but I had to sit with myself as well and say, you know, what are you actually doing? And get up and make a decision. And, you know, sometimes we think that we're just kind of like trying to reverse something, rewrite a chapter, but really we have the capacity to write the whole book. You know what I mean? You know, so if you just want to write a little chapter in your life, then go ahead and just get on a temporary plan that helps you to change one little thing. But if you're trying to change the course of your life, changing the course and rewrite a book, you've got to change your whole mindset about your life and recognize that you will always have to put in some level of work. But the work's not all bad. I mean, we talk about how it's difficult, hard, and all that kind of stuff. It's hard at the last mile. I enjoyed the first five. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you enjoy the first five.
I enjoyed the first three. I did. You know? Yeah. The first 5K. The fourth one was like, But anyway, it's not all bad. No. It's not all bad. You know, and I just think that we have to remind ourselves that too, that there's a lot of joy and transformation. There's joy in overcoming challenges. Mm-hmm. I remember someone saying, and you know, Brad, I reached out to you about heels because I refused to do heels. If I showed you this view, all you'll see are heels. And I've been refusing to do them. I find the two flat places in St. Thomas to run on, and that's where I run. You know, until I found out I have to do heels to do the Charlotte race. And so then that's put me out there trying to figure out how to do some heels. But I heard, I think it was one of the mental fitness coaches, Kimber, who said something about the challenge of the heel. Like she likes to dominate that heel. And when she changed my perspective, I was like, yeah, that's right. Let me beat this heel. This heel's not going to beat me, you know? And so we have to change our mindset. It may be tough. A challenge may be tough, but it can be fun. You can enjoy it. You can enjoy the victory. Mm-hmm. And you're never going to enjoy the downside of the heel, which is the victory. You earn that. It's like a free ride down, you know, right? Unless you go up. Yeah. So there's two sides of life. That life is not just hard, although it has difficult times. It also has the good times and the celebrations as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to jump in on the heel thing because this past weekend, Saturday, the 5K we had, the last stretch into the building was a heel. And that's me and Todd Mickens at the bottom of the hill saying, you know, conquer the hill, challenge the hill. You know, it was the last stretch was going up the hill into the building. And that you definitely have to have the mindset for that, especially on those last couple steps, because, once you got to the top, that's where the party was at. But at the bottom of the hill, you know, a lot of people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was literal for us. But at the bottom of the hill, see the discouragement, but we were really trying to push him and encourage him on that front, man. So that's so good.
Yeah, my mindset is so powerful, because as soon as you start to count yourself out, I mean, you're done, you know. And the greatest joys in life and in fitness, the greatest joys come from those hard tasks. You know, mm-hmm. if you just kind of float through life and go on cruise control, you know, joy is hard to find. It's hard to discover. You know, on the couch, why am I so miserable? Why can't I have that breakthrough? Why can't I find myself? Why can't I discover my best? It's because you're sitting on the couch. You're sitting there in delay and you're regretting past decision and past choice and past action. All right. Well, first and foremost, you gotta forgive and let that go. You gotta move on. And second, listen, the greatest joy is from the climb. Because when you're out there and when you cross that finish line in Charlotte, North Carolina in November, Carolyn, you're going to feel accomplished. On the grandest stage of physical fitness, you feel accomplished. Was it easy to cut calories? Was it easy to build strength? Was it easy to go for those long runs? No. But the party is at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And we learn to fight at the bottom, and we learn to fight in the middle, and we learn to fight at the top. And when we get to the top, man, that's where we celebrate. That's where we laugh and we smile and we have the good time and we cheers and we toast and we have a good time up there. But it all starts with mindset and belief. That's the foundation.
And believing in yourself.
Belief.
And you know, one of the ways that belief is developed is by accomplishing small challenges. You know, so as we do the small thing, we keep doing them and keep doing them, then it has a cumulative effect. But I will say, I would like to share this. I wish I had one of my before. I can't believe I'm saying this, that I wish I had a before picture to show you, because okay, so here's the story. And I know this is not to put anybody down, but that's that picture that I post all the time was actually taken on a walk because I could not run. And it was taken in love, but it was posted. And when I saw it, I was horrified. I was just like horrified. I was like, oh my God. I didn't see myself that way, because of course I take pictures like this, you know, like the helicopter picture. So I didn't see all of this. And and I was so ashamed until I started to realize it's that person that makes you who you are now. Mm. It's that person that believed. It's that person that was out there. You know what I mean? I'm the same person, but it was me, not at my best. It was me at a different state in life. And I just want to speak to somebody who may struggle with themselves and struggle to believe, but it's the person you are today. And it was a person that you were 5 years ago that makes you who you are today. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a person you could fall in love with. So when I look at some of those pictures, I just go, I know you can't curse on this show, can you?
we've had somebody.
I just wanted to say, damn, girl, you did that thing, you know. And I don't curse, but I say it for that.
I think that's a good place for it.
I've been watching a lot of David Goggins, so you know.
Oh boy, oh baby, who's gonna carry the boat?
But his mindset is bad. Yeah. But yeah, you know, he's another person who was, you know, overweight and all this other stuff, and he had to believe. Mm-hmm. Self-belief is vital. Mm-hmm. And I just really identify right now with the person who struggles mm-hmm. with their body image and what they have allowed themselves to experience in life and all that kind of stuff. And I just want to say that it is taking the steps, and the celebration is that you believe. That's a celebration. It's a celebration that you believe that you can change and that you're infinitely capable of change. That's what I say all the time. Yeah. You know, so self-belief is important. And what happens, I heard Rich Fetke say this many years ago. I was on a treadmill listening to motivation, like you're listening to less, you know, and I'd listen to all this stuff and trying to believe. And I remember him saying that as he worked out, and he actually became a bodybuilder, he went from being, you know, morbidly obese, I think, to becoming a bodybuilder. And he said he simultaneously grew as he worked out. He simultaneously grew in confidence and in tenacity or fortitude or something like that. So while you are doing this thing and it's hard, you are not only changing your physical body, but you're simultaneously reshaping how you see yourself and how you engage in life. And that's huge. So sometimes it's harder to say, okay, I need to change my mindset. It's easier to get on the elliptical machine or do some crunches because you know what that's doing. But at the same time that you're doing that, you're changing your mind.
Yeah. And I speak to that almost in every one of my lives. It's that unseen growth, right? You know, you Duane and I've talked about this 100 times. You go out and you have the best workout that you've ever had in your entire life. So what's the first thing that you do? You go and you look at the mirror. You're like, whoa, I don't see any change. But what's happening inside of your head? The growth and the evolution of your mindset and your belief. Like it's evolving as you're putting yourself through that one last rep on the bench press, that one last mile on the treadmill. If you're able to get to that moment of discomfort and pain and suffrage a little bit, what happens is you push through that, you overcome that right here, ironclad.
Right.
I can do anything in life. You can't knock me out. That's why you see all these people that have had a successful career in some sort of sport, because sports are hard, right? But what they start to do outside of sport is they start to win. They start to, you know, they make business. Their finances are thriving. And the reason being is because through sport and through athletics and through fitness, man, you're developing that mind, that positive, that strong ironclad mindset. And that's there's so much to that.
Yeah. You know, and the issue about change in terms of being able to discern it, just because you can't see your change does not mean it's not happening, which is what you're saying. You know, one of the things I learned when I started to pay attention to nutrition is that the moment you put certain things in your mouth, the moment you put a good food or a bad food, your body responds immediately before it hits the back of your throat. You just put it in your mouth and it'll either start to activate inflammation or activate good health, depending on what you're eating at that point. Now you don't see it and you may not even feel it, but it does not mean it's not happening. And I think that we have to begin to embrace that. And that's what trusting the process looks like. That's what having, being able to understand or have hope without being able to see the outcome right away. You know, the reality is that something is changing and something is happening every time you make a good decision. You are, you know, James Clear says you're casting a vote for the type of person that you want to be, but you got to cast more than one vote. You have to just keep, it's a compound effect. You keep doing it over and over and over again. If I had this same glass of water and I, you know, what we want to do is we want to just pour the pitcher in the water, which is what I did. Okay. But I could have also filled the same glass of water up with just one drop at a time. Same, that whole glass would eventually be full, right? And so that's really what happens when it comes to physical changes. When we have a big pouring of water, that's usually crisis that does that. It's like something dramatic that's like an immediate change that has to happen right away. But life is about the drops. And if we don't put our glass underneath there to get the drops, if we don't fill it up regularly, then we're not going to have our full cup. And that's just the way it goes. Yeah.
Man, listen, if you're outside of the E2M community listening to this podcast and you want content like this, Dr. Carolyn has gave us a seminar in here. It's been awesome. For sure. Yeah. This is where it's at. So, Dr. Carolyn, as we get ready to rotate out, this is our favorite part of the show, the Do You Know a Did You Know moment. As we get ready to conclude, we're going to play the video. You're going to let us know a Do You Know a Did You Know thing about you that nobody might not know, because you're in the group a lot. People know you as a client first. So think of something that you hadn't said publicly. Make sure it's not criminal. If it is, make sure it is past the law, you know, all of that stuff. So here we go. All right. So what is the Do You Know or Did You Know fact about Dr. C?
Do you know that I won first place skiing in the Zugspitz when I was a kid?
Wow. That is a good one.
One person in each of them knows because she was recently there. And I said, she said something about the highest mountain in Germany. I said, the Zugspitz. So I told her. But
wow.
Nobody else.
Wow. That is awesome. That is a good one. I would have never guessed that at all.
Well, good.
Good stuff. All right, Bradley, you know what we do, man. This has been a great episode. Shout out to everybody listening and watching it live in the Eager to Run Club. Bradley, do your thing, man. Get us out of here.
Whatever we do in life, we have to progress. If you can crawl, crawl. But if you can do more than that, walk. If you can do more than that, run. If you can do more than that, ski. And if you do more than that, fly. Yeah.